Hello, hello there, outliers. The Yama Shang here, and thank you so much for letting us be a part of your journey today. We have a pleasure here on the Outliers Edge podcast to consistently bring in people who are playing a big game and are consistently trying to take that game to higher and higher levels. Why? Because there's something in us that has something to offer to the world, and we spend this podcast taking time to capture the journeys of others, as well as to see what it took for us on the inside to create what people see on the outside. And today I have an amazing, amazing guest. It's Alicia S. Ellis. I'm gonna make sure I have that full name here so you can go with it. It's Alicia Ellis. Alicia, it's an absolute pleasure to spend time with you here. Thank you so much for gifting us your time and for being you so that we can be in this space here to have this conversation.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to jumping in with you.
Yeah, there's something about that. When you said that, it just like landed really well. I was like, all right, yeah, this feels really good. Actually, I also think that there is the part of me that just wants to like breathe in. You know, when you hit record on something, you're like, all right, game on, right? And then all of a sudden you start running. I'm like, I don't want to miss you, be like by stepping into podcast mode or whatever it is. Like I just actually legitimately I'm excited for this conversation.
Me too.
What I like to do to ground ourselves into the conversation. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I do know that I want to start off by just sharing a bit about who you have been for me so far in our conversation. We're still getting to know each other. But like if you're good with it, I'd like to just give an honest, real-time reflection of like who you are to me right now. You good with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So Lisa, for me, who you are like you serve as like a reminder and a beacon of both of elegant drive. That's the way I feel it. Like every time we talk, I see that like you create things to a high level of like a high standard. And at the same time you hold yourself to a high standard, but you also raise other people to that standard. And that's where like the drive part comes in for me because it's like there's nothing passive around being in your space. Like even in conversation, we're actively growing. You're like reflecting, you're sharing, I think it's like you create space more than even just holding it. And there's something there that really plays out for me in being with you. So I wanted to say thank you for being you. On another day, I might have said something else here, but like in this moment, this is this is what feels real for me.
Yeah, no, I love that. And thank you for the kind words and appreciation. I think the part of all of it is great. The last part you mentioned about not just taking up space, but creating it. I think that resonates so well with me. And just like, today is a new day. And maybe you saying that yesterday, it's like, maybe you saying something different tomorrow. But today it's like, we get an opportunity to create space wherever we go. And it's been an honor and a privilege to do that at the level that we've been able to do it. So I appreciate you for recognizing that and acknowledging it for your audience.
Well, I want to acknowledge a few more things here. You talked about the level that you've been able to do it at. One of the things we're going to spend time focused on you, focus on your journey, focus on where you're headed. But I think it'd be an amazing like service to the outliers listening to get a sense of like the level that you do play at, the level that you have been doing things at. And we are a group of people here that are one of the first, one of the only, or one of a kind in what we do. And we're constantly looking for inspiration. To just like, and the inspiration is just to keep being us and to keep bringing what only we could bring out in the world. And so, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us like a bit of like what you like, yeah, just it's almost like a bit of a highlight reel. Give us a chance to kind of see the game that you're playing and what you stand for.
Yeah, absolutely. I try my best. I think these type of intros are sometimes tough when you yourself are trying to navigate and understand it for you. So then how do you relay that to an audience that may not know anything about you? So it's just interesting. So I'll try my best to do it, and hopefully throughout this conversation it will come out more and more and people can have a better understanding. But I think overall I see opportunity. One of my favorite quotes is, "Be the change that you want to see in this world," by Gandhi. I mean, I see a huge opportunity for us to create the solutions that we want to see, to make the impact and the social change that we see necessary, and really shifting the mindset from putting our hand out for people to do it for us and waiting for someone to do it for us, waiting for an organization or government or whatever the agency is to do it for us. Rather than that, is taking the ownership that it's in us to have that impact, to make that change, to move neighborhoods and communities at a transformational level. So for me, the journey has evolved so much and is evolving even daily to really look at this as the greatest opportunity that I think our generation has seen, and how it's connected to everybody who is on this like frequency of wanting to make change, wanting to be these change agents, these outliers. And so for me, it's like I want to work with builders. I think that if I can define the level, the best I could would be building. We're building, we're disrupting, we're not asking for permission anymore. We're taking ownership, and we're not taking no for the answer. And whether that looks like creating a new conference or a new brand or having a podcast, or anything in between there, it's really taking that ownership. And I believe for me, it's like anyone I come in contact with that I can speak that language and it becomes universal, then those are my people. Those are my people that I can roll with. Those are my people I can fight with. Those are my people that I know that we can not only make we can not only do damage, but we can make longevity and legacy and sustain that beyond the time that we're here, we'll experience ourselves. So I'm not sure that exactly answers your question, but when I think about the level, I'd say that that's the level that we're at. We're building, and we're building with builders, and we're really seeing the change.
This is like it does answer my question. I'm going to go a little bit further with this here, but just like help make this real for us here by just like giving some examples of some things that you've recently been building.
Absolutely. So one thing we've been building here the last 3 years. So I'm based in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm a Cleveland native. I love traveling. I love visiting other cities. And one thing that I've noticed in other cities compared to Cleveland is that the culture for entrepreneurship is very different. We have a very gritty city. It's a hustle city. It's been historically a blue collar city. You don't get things easy here. LeBron James is one of our largest spokesperson, and he said everything he gains is earned, not given. And that's a mentality that we have here in Cleveland in the Midwest. And for us, one of the things that we've been working to build is this entrepreneurial network. So the last 3+ years, we've been building this entrepreneurial hub, this entrepreneurial community that connects entrepreneurs to entrepreneurs and helps connect entrepreneurs to resources. And what I've seen is how do you connect that now with other ecosystems? What we saw during COVID, in Silicon Valley really disrupted this geographic boundary that this can only happen in San Francisco. And we saw that disrupted to the point now you're seeing hubs like in Miami and Nashville and Austin pop up and say, no, we're players in this game too. And I like to throw Cleveland in that arena because we're also folks in Detroit and Pittsburgh. It's like, don't forget about us. So how do we work to connect these ecosystems to ecosystems? So that's one thing we've been building. We have been able to reach over 5,000 entrepreneurs and creatives in our region, in our greater city limits, specifically on connecting them to one another and then connecting them to these amazing resources. And now we're building to connect them to other ecosystems, because one thing we see in entrepreneurship is we don't want to stay just geographically based. We want to travel. We want to connect with like-minded individuals in LA, in Israel, in China. And how do you do that from a way that not only is feasible, but also effective? And that's our goal, is to really continue to build out this model that can have a long impact, a sustainable impact through a global lens.
That's awesome, Alicia. Like as you're talking, this one thing I want to make sure I'm on the same page with. When you say other ecosystems, how would you define an ecosystem? Just so we're on like I'm imagining what I think you're saying, but I want to be like, I'll play dumb. How would you define an ecosystem?
Yeah, so another word for ecosystems, community, right? When you think about communities, you think about different people, different places, different brick and mortars that contributes to a way of life. So when I first was learning about ecosystems, right, was probably in grade school when you think about the lions need the elephants and you need the insects and you need the sky, you need the rain, right? You think about this like very natural based ecosystem. So the same applies when you're thinking about an entrepreneur or a small business. You need this village around you to be successful, just like a child. We hear that in a lot of our communities, it takes a village to raise a child. The same concept applies for business. And so when I'm mentioning ecosystem, I'm saying this community that's thriving, that you can access the resources, you can access the people, you can access the social capital in order to for all of us to really live an equitable and a quality life that is not only beneficial for one, but beneficial for all. And so that's what I'm saying as it pertains to this ecosystem that we want to continue to build and inspire others to build with us across the world.
All right. Well, I gotta say, I'm inspired. Just so you know, like I'm like I have a whole set of questions. So I'm like, I want to. It was interesting to me when you said another word for ecosystem is community. It was like it was actually really helpful for me in this moment because I've kind of looked at myself as not being a community builder, like someone that starts from scratch to build something. I'm usually good at coming in to like I'm a community amplifier. If a community exists, then we can take it to wherever else it needs to go. But like that. Like it's not easy to begin something like for
Yes,
me at
it's not.
least it's just not so I would have go to that in a bit I want to just because I think there's I mean you're talking to a bunch of outliers right we're people who consider ourselves a bit outside a bit like separated a bit like not that we want to be you know like it's almost like even in a group it's like hard to find other people who are also looking at the world in a way that we are right and so I talked to a lot of them and part of what comes up is I want to create what wasn't there for me, right? And so they might think to create it as an ecosystem, they might think to create it as a community. And like, I think it'd be really wonderful to spend some of our time here today, kind of like helping to create more of us out there as we're doing it. And I'll do this if you don't mind. I'll be selfish in my own way. I'm like, I'm creating an ecosystem. I love that you use that word because it feels so much more rich to me where it's like all the players are in here supporting each other and everything works because we've created something where everything is giving to the next. You've got me lit up. You got me lit up.
And when you think about it, at least from my perspective and my approach to it, is that we all are co-owners of the ecosystem. I think one thing that business has kind of conditioned us to think is that, right, I own this cup and I drink from this cup every day. I don't want to give this cup to you because I own it. Now I'm going to brand this cup. And I might, if everyone likes it, I might begin to sell these cups myself. That doesn't mean I'm bringing you into something. That means I'm giving out. So when we think about ecosystem, we think about community, it's saying that I have a cup, you might have a bag. You bring your bag over, right? Johnny down the street might have headphones, so he's gonna bring the headphones. Susie might have fruit, so Susie's gonna bring that fruit in. And we all partake in what we individually own to now co-own collectively. This is the distinction between what we've kind of seen our economy grow into, where it's just like, this is all mine and I can't give you what I have. We want to break that and we want to show that there's enough for all of us, not only to eat, but to really thrive and live a quality of life that necessarily we haven't experienced in our lifetime. And so when we're talking about this ecosystem, this thriving ecosystem, it's like your gifts are so unique. We not only want to uplift them, we want to multiply your gifts.
Like I love what you're saying. And so like I'm deeply curious right now. Like you brought up like the cup and the hat and the bag example right now, right? For the ecosystem you've built, like how does that come to life in like real terms, right? So if I came out to Cleveland and like, you know, I was like, I don't even know if I have to be physically present or not, but like how are the entrepreneurs in your ecosystem really living this out? Can you give an example of this? Like my mind is I'm sold. Like I want in, I'm enrolled.
So the goal is that you don't have to technically be in Cleveland to experience. That's why with the expansion is no, we can connect with you in different areas. That's what was like back to ecosystem, and becomes this larger community, this larger ecosystem. So for us here geographically, what we've been able to beta test out and pilot over the years is what happens when we kind of shift our mindset to work together. Collaboration, we've heard it is a trendy word. Everyone is kind of using it right now, but it's really being used inaccurately. From a business standpoint, and what I've seen with a lot of organizations is like we place a logo on a flyer or in an event and we're collaborating. That's not true collaboration. So what we've been able to model here and really kind of flush out over and over and over is how do you not only define collaboration, how do you amplify it and exhibit it so other people can learn what true collaboration is? And to me, that is the defining thread that connects all of us, is the first, the willingness to want to work together. That's a mindset. I'm going to lose some people right there. And that's okay, right? That is okay. From there is understanding the mindset to want to work together, and then the commitment to figure it out, even when it gets tough. Now you're losing another group of people. Because when the going gets tough and, oh man, are you rubbing me the wrong way? I don't like so-and-so's personality, or maybe this contract didn't work out or whatever. Then you're kind of losing out some people because the buy-in of co-ownership and co-creation is not fully there. You're going to have some people really just there for their own motives, for their own interests, and that's okay. But you're going to see the fruit from the people who are truly committed to not only learning what collaboration is, but figuring it out and then telling their friends about it. And that's what we've been seeing and growing here extremely organically. I'm not hitting people across the head with a book, but I've been able to put myself on the front line and say, hey, I'm willing to try and figure this thing out and admit when I'm wrong, admit when it doesn't work, and then come back to the table and invite those same people back to the table. And some people come back and some people don't. But I would say the underlining word for us and the thread has been collaboration and figuring out how do you sustain collaboration, how do you define it, and how do you multiply and ignite it with other outliers and builders and entrepreneurs in these spaces.
What are some of the things that you found that like maybe some of the experiments that you tried out, some of the things that you're like, hey, I think this is going to work. Like, at least if you don't mind, like, I'm like, I, what you're describing is like, I'm like, this is awesome. This is cool. Like, 'cause I spend my time, like I'm a coach, right? That like, that's like the core of what I do. But like, I've been really been talking about, I'm like, I think that coaching is just a tool for me. What I really want is I want to invest. Right. And not to be like an investor, quote unquote. I just want to like invest in people's dreams. I want to invest in like and having things come to life. And I believe in the power of like people being uniquely gifted and building businesses and building things that are in a unique like that mirror and bring that out into life. But you're talking about like what I really want, which is a different world, right? Like a world where like we can all choose to collaborate and choose to co-create with each other. Right beyond just the logo slap, and instead, and through that, we're able to get to a better end outcome. What I get here, the reason I'm sharing this with you is that as we're talking, I get it philosophically because you are literally you're playing the music of my heart right now. You know, when I try and tell people what it is that I actually see, right, the vision that I have, it falls. Flat because I haven't seen it. I know that it's possible, but I haven't like experienced it. And so if you don't mind, like, and I think there are other outliers out there that have their version of a vision like this, whether it's for creatives or whether it's for like they're looking at their ecosystem and they're like, I know there's a different world. There's a way that this could work. You know, would you mind if I get like curious about like what it actually looks like and what you've seen and what like the failures you've had and some of the success. Would you be okay with me going down that path with you? And it's okay if the
Yeah,
answer is no, but like
we can
I'm
go deeper.
deeply, yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
and if I don't
deeply
have
into
the
it.
answer, I'm straight up like, I'm a transparent person. So, if I don't have it, I don't have it, but we can figure it out
In real time, in real
in
time, like
real
right
time.
in this moment, I'm a part of your ecosystem. So like, I'm in, you know? So yeah, so why don't I think there's a part of me that's looking at this and like, I was like, okay, I get it. Like we're collaborating and like businesses are coming together and they're able to do things coming from a place of like, what if we work together versus not? And some people are there in it and other people aren't. The questions that come to my mind are, one, can you share an example of like a collaboration that took off recently, you know, or one that you're like, or maybe you're seeing the seeds of like, this could go somewhere. Do you have anything that comes to mind right now around that?
So first thing that is probably the most recent collaboration has been an event series that I had a concept for in the summer this time last year. And I'm like, hey, I would love to bring these creatives together. All these creatives, let's say six of them, these creatives are doing amazing things in our city. From poetry events and growing community around poetry and spoken word. Like, think about those speakeasies back in the 80s, right? Bringing that culture back. And then you have people in the tech scene who are developing apps and they're getting people excited about using technology and apps to showcase their work and their content. So, kind of take these couple different worlds of people who are doing really dope things in the city, that have their own following, that have their own communities. And I'm like, well, if we bring these communities together and I work with these six creatives on a project, and we say we want to do something that's a monthly casual meetup, right? And each of these collaborators, they invite their communities to come out, right? Because if you know Johnny, and you've been to Johnny's events for the last 2 years, you've been rocking with Johnny, you got Johnny posted all over your social media, you trust Johnny. You vibe with Johnny, right? So when the invitation goes out, you see Johnny's attached to it, you're like, bet I'm pulling up. So you time Johnny by six of us, because we all got Johnny's, right? And we create this environment where it's very welcoming, it's community driven, right? Because we all know Johnny. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we did. We started in August. It's called Creative Meetups. It's a casual creative meetup for all creators. I use creative very strategically because the word creative, you can get entrepreneurs, you can get artists, you can get poets, you can get working professionals. Everybody is exploring this creative space right now. Music, art, culture, fashion, business, right? It all is cap it's all captivated in this word creative. So I'm like, let's call it creative meetups. Simple, sweet, straight to it. We're not inventing anything new. We're not building a plane. We're doing an event series. And this event series is something that is inclusive of all of our communities that we're bringing together. All right. So fast forward to now, we've done 10 of them, 10 meetups. In January or late last year, I reached out now to the organizations. So we have all these creatives, they're working together, they have their own following, they have their own businesses. And now I'm able to say, look what we've done. We've done three of these. We're averaging about 40, 50 people. We have some food, we're engaging, we're networking. It's a great vibe. Now I can go out to organizations and say, hey, look what we're doing. This aligns with your mission, right? This aligns with the audience you're serving. Why don't you come and collaborate with us? Why don't you bring your resources and talk about grant opportunities? Why don't you bring your resources and talk about programs that all of these creatives and artists need access to? So what I found myself doing over the last 5, 7, 6 years is I've become a bridge. Ecosystems are all about bridges. You got to cross one to get to the next community, right? So what we've been able to do now, we have a grant connected to our meetup. So anybody who attends our meetups gets access to a grant opportunity that's based on collaboration. Now we're matching creatives that attend to collaborate with one another, and we'll give them up to $1,000 on a project just to start working with one another. You see where I'm going with this? This is a collaboration, and now it's like, now we're bringing in bigger people, we're bringing in bigger followings. And now I'm able to kind of package this thing and say, hey, look at this prototype when we come together. It's not about one brand. It's not about one logo. It's really not about any of that. It's about developing community. And once you have that community, now you can go and advocate for the resources that are already in place to serve us. Because there's millions and billions of dollars out there that are to serve us in these type of ventures, in these type of grassroots efforts. This is social impact driven, right? These are the things that organizations are getting billions of dollars for, but yet it's been ineffective. Why? Because most of the time they have built it without us and they expect us to come. We're disrupting that model. Now we're saying we want to build it with you at the table collectively so we can all take co-ownership in what we're building together.
Thank you, Alicia. Like as you're talking, like my brain is spinning. Like ideas are coming together. Like synapses are like they're firing off. I'd love to ask you a couple things. There's one thing that I feel like is that I'd like to bring into this space here, right? So I want to stay in the ecosystem and the collaboration overall, right? You talk about everyone can bring in their unique gifts. You talk about cups and so forth. I haven't given the outliers here a chance to get to know what your unique gifts are, right? I mean, part of it is in building this world, but like help us see like what have you been building? What is like how did you like tell me about your business, your entrepreneurship? Like let's see that too, because I think it just adds so much more even to the conversation here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started my first venture in 2015. I co-founded a company with my mom. And from there, almost 10 years ago, it has opened the floodgates for me in entrepreneurship, ended up getting my MBA. I have worked to secure several certifications while approaching my MBA. I think I walked away with like 12 different certifications in business, entrepreneurship, leadership development, really taking, going back to that ownership, taking ownership and seeing what it's going to take. So most of the people in my MBA track, this is all public stuff. It's like people go to get MBAs to basically climb the corporate ladder. For me, I went to get an MBA because I wanted to learn how to build it from the inside out. I knew I was never going to work in corporate America or work, and nothing wrong with that. But I knew for me personally, I had something that I wanted to build to work with other people. So getting the MBA at that time, I launched a consulting firm, and I've been doing consulting for about seven years, helping from program development to business growth to building out initiatives and projects here in the city and in the region of Northeast Ohio and the Midwest. It has led to many different things, including publishing my own book, talking about my personal transformational journey. I'm a very spiritual person, so I'm not able to share any of this without you all understanding. For me, my foundation, my source is God. This is the vision, this is the purpose, this is all that drives me in assignment, in mission type of work. Is like I have learned who I am. Identity is critical. Identity is critical. So for me, it was learning who I am, then discovering my purpose, and then from there it's like, okay, how can I live from my purpose? How can I monetize my purpose? How can I be sustained from my purpose? And that has led me to many great opportunities, a lot of things, discovering what I like, what I don't like, working with people. Sometimes you like them, sometimes you don't like them. And growing a multimedia platform, helping people share their stories and uplifting voices. So the list kind of goes on and it will continue to go on. But I want to make sure that people take away that kind of what got me here all connects back to my faith and really the transformational pathway of true self-discovery that I had to go on, and I'm still on, and still embarking every day to get to this point and continue to build what we're building, because it hasn't been done, because it's not that it can't be done, it's that this is hard stuff. This is hard work.
All right, so let's play a bit with in the hardness of all this here. Thank you,
Yeah.
Lisa. I like because I recognize like I'm like oh I know something that my audience doesn't know. Like this person is like not just talking. You're not just talking about ideas, you know? Like you're living it. You've been there. You have these skills. You brought these things together,
Yeah.
and like this is like. I don't know, level 7 or 8 of what you've been doing. Like, it's all just been building up
Yeah.
yet, right?
And
So
sometimes I forget that, you know, I was on a podcast a couple months ago, and sometimes I forget when you're talking to a new audience, they're like, well, what is this? What does she know? Right. So when you mention the accolades and the things, like, you know, I've taught at universities, programs, and as faculty. So thinking about these things as entrepreneurship is not someone that I woke up and I'm like, I'm an entrepreneur. A lot of times that's the case. So for me, I've studied this for almost a decade now. I've been through the ringer. I've worked on projects. I've worked for organizations, from the back end at the lowest level, the lowest of levels, to now to really build this to this point of saying, no, we're ready and we're ready now.
yeah,
So I just wanted to continue to provide that context because sometimes, you know, entrepreneurship on social media is like you just turn on the light and it's so glamorous, and that's such a fluff. So you have to be really transparent with who you're talking to, because sometimes people think you just wake up and you are who you are, you're doing all these great things. Like, no, this is a journey, and there's trials and tribulations, there's challenges, there's good days, there's bad days, there's great moments, and there's low moments.
I'm glad we're doing that. I'm glad we're bringing in some context here because, like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's really funny because it's like, I think as I've matured on my journey, I'm just like, okay. And as I've matured and as access to, like, I don't know, to create a podcast, for example, becomes easier and easier. There's something in it where I'm like, hey, just know that this person is coming from the experience. I'm
Yeah.
loving experience now, like way more than expertise. So like, I'm less like
Yeah.
let's just hear your experience. Like, let's bring that into this place here. And you'll often find I'm glad. Thank you. You've opened up a couple different places for us to go. We might stay in the ecosystem. We might go through like the journey you've been on. Like when you said identity is critical, like or crucial, I saw it. At least I saw like there was like years worth of like I need you to understand how critical like identity is. And I think I want to play in those spaces because you know like what I don't want you to know about me is that as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, oh, I want to do this, but I'm not sure how. And I'm okay with that comment. I'm actually happy that I'm in that place because now I can
Yes.
ask you questions because I know I'm not the only one. You know, I know, like, I remember someone walking with me and she was like, you know, one of the biggest blessings and curses that my parents and my family gave me, they meant well, but they said, you have so much potential. And I've been spending my entire life trying to live into this potential. And they're doing big things in the world. And at the same time, still not necessarily feeling like they have hit their quote unquote potential.
Yeah.
So I'm appreciative of this conversation in from that lens. Let me just take a quick breath in. Because this is like, I don't know, it's just super exciting to me. I'm like, it's more than just like, you know, oh, wouldn't it be cool if? It's like, yes, it would be cool if. Now we're actually doing it. You know, that
Yeah.
creative series that you brought, I'm like, oh, that's what it could look like. You know, I think where I'd like to take the next question to, do you have any reflections for me before I take a question? Right now, I think I just needed to say some of these things because otherwise I'll be hiding in front of you
No, this
know?
is good. This is good. And this is like, this is what it means. Like you're experiencing it in real time. I'm experiencing it in real time. I don't always know what the next thing is gonna be, but I know that I'm on a pathway. And if and by knowing, going back to this identity piece, is like by knowing who you are, you know that what you can attract. And that's why at this point, I can't build with anyone who doesn't know who they are, their true identity. But the great part about it is that now we're building a process, a formula that people can figure that out. Let's figure this out. We don't have to leave you behind. Now you have a choice. You can kind of go through this journey with us and figure this process out, because here's a formula for you to get to point B, but we can't skip over it. And I think so long, because of just business and things move so fast, things are just changing every day in business with the trends, with the algorithms, with AI. It's like we think that we have to skip the steps. We cannot afford to skip the steps. So identity for me is fundamental. It is fundamental. I cannot build with anybody who they do not know who they are. Because one, it's like this analogy my one mentor always told me. If you try to save someone who's drowning, they can potentially drown you.
Yeah.
That's real. That is real. And people are humanity. We want to help people. I'm in the helping game. I'm a servant first by at all times. And I want to jump in and I want to save. I really, really do. But sometimes you have to take a step back and you have to provide them with the lifelines and then it's their choice. So the identity piece, I want to overemphasize because it is critical. We cannot continue to skip that step as a people, as a generation. We cannot.
So you're talking about the drowning. I heard someone say they're a helicopter pilot, and like, how do you know who to save, like when you're flying out, and trying to save people from a wreckage or something. It's just like you save the people who are swimming towards you, and I feel like there's something in that where it's like that all plays in it, right? Like, I have to just, gratitude is like it's a big thing for me. It comes out of these episodes. Like, it is who I am. I express myself through gratitude. And what you're doing for me right now is that I'm grateful because you reminded me in this conversation why I started out as a coach. Like, 'cause I'm like my core of what I do is coaching. And I'm like, and the reason for it was the identity part. It's both the identity and what you say. You've used the word ownership a lot in this conversation, and it's so appropriate. Like I talk about owning your outlier, owning who you are. This is all this is just a showcase of like how people have owned who they are, and they use that to then go and do their best work out in the world. It's not an authenticity kind of platform as much as it's like what happens when you create and lead and come from authenticity out in the world, or your uniqueness in the world. So at times I can get caught in the day-to-day of the business, or maybe what I thought my
We
mission was back in the
we
day.
all do. We're all victims of that.
So I'm appreciative that you're bringing me back to like, oh yes, this is where it starts. I want to go into more into the identity piece, but there's something that's been playing out for me, which is when I talk to you, it feels like it's cool meeting you at this stage right now, right? And what I really appreciate, one of the other things I appreciate is you're like, look, I'm in this. Like, I'm not like, yes, I'm experiencing, we're not talking about the series we did 10 years ago that like had all these things. We're still in the midst of it. It's still growing, right? I like to just like spend some time a little bit on like your mentality, how you got good with the word time horizons came to me. Like, it feels like there's an element of continuing to like allow it to grow, but not needing it to be in its end state right now. While simultaneously, I want to make sure I'm not speaking of it, while making sure that every instance that you experience is actually in the end state. You're like, because I see how strong you are with like, this is what collaboration means for us. And it, like, there may be bigger ways we might collaborate later on, but in this moment, we're going to build this in a truly collaborative way. There's something in there right now where I'm like, oh, you feel patient. And like, I really want to just get your thoughts on it. And like, if you can share about your experience of it, then I might be picking up on something that's not there.
Yeah, no,
So.
you're getting a new version of Alicia, right? Which is why, in my opinion, storytelling is so critical. And part of the reason why we continue to repeat the same mistakes is because sometimes we're so embarrassed of sharing the story and the failed experiences or the missteps because it's like, well, what would they think about me? Well, they won't think I'm as qualified, or maybe I won't get their support later on. So for me, I have learned patience the hard way, like many of us do, when you do things prematurely, or you jump the gun, or you launch too early, or you announce too early. So for me, there's been situations, especially really early on in entrepreneurship, where it was like, ah, man, I was way ahead of the curve here. I was way ahead of the market. I shouldn't have shared this yet. And so I have taken this organic route of allowing things to develop and not forcing a title or an entity or even a description at times around it. And that sometimes not only makes me uncomfortable, makes the people that I'm asking to join me when we don't have it there. When I can't, when I start doing this, I'm trying to show you what I see in my head to get you to buy in with me, especially when we're talking about collaboration because it's not built yet, right? We're not talking about something coming to my grocery store and buy some fruit that's already there. We're talking about building this thing out together. So you kind of have to paint this picture that's captivating enough to get people to buy into, and then also convince you along the way that this is going to happen. Convince yourself, trust God that this is the next step. So I think you're right on, and there's been times where I've jumped the gun. There's been times where I moved things from the back burner to the front burner way too quickly, way too quickly. And so now it's like in that developing collaboration and piloting this and beta testing this over the years, it's like, no, let this thing stay in the incubator as long as it can. Allow it to bust its own self out of the incubator. Don't force it. Don't push it out. Allow it to organically blossom and define itself. That's been how I develop patience over the years. And it's tough.
I'm not gonna lie, like just even hearing you say this, like I could feel like my back is like there's like tendons in there that's just like moving
Yeah.
around, like
It's painful.
just let it bust
Yep.
out on its own.
Yep.
Okay, hold on,
Because
I
it's a
gotta actually
living
come in.
organism. You think about an incubator, you think about a I don't know if you've ever seen anything grow in a glass container. Right, a plant, a seed, even an animal, us. It takes time. We live in a microwavable generation. We want everything right now. We want the overnight success. It's like, no, these things have to grow because sometimes what we'll see is, especially in business, is we launch these LLCs and these incorporations and everything, and we have no business doing that. Most of the times, people have a hobby or they have a program. Or they have a one-time thing only, but they just go into this entity format. And instead of working backwards, we're allowing this thing to grow. This is why businesses fail within the first 12 months. And it's even a higher percentage for brown and black companies and founders, let alone the first 5 years. When you get to the root of these things, it's because oftentimes, we're launching things into it and not allowing it to grow organically. We think everyone's our customer. We think we're going to save the world with our little cup product. And so we're doing things backwards in my observation, in my lived experience. So sometimes that incubator stage is the most painful, uncomfortable experience in your life. And I'm just
I'm
being
sitting
honest.
like I'm sitting here smiling because like there's certain projects right now that I have that I'm written that are out there where I'm like it's in this incubator stage, and I ask myself, like, should I pull the plug, you know, should I pull the plug on it? And I'm like, and as you're talking, what you're doing is you're actually breathing life in a meaningful way where it's like, this is what's going on in there is part of your life's work. You're
Yeah.
like you things haven't fin figured themselves out yet. But like time is gonna have the time, you know,
Yes.
and I actually really appreciate that insight of like and allow it and like and you know I think that there's something in what you said that just like gives a lot more permission to letting things emerge as opposed to
Yes.
like having to create. And it's funny because you're like I talk to creatives, right? But like you're doing things in a very emergent way, right? You're like, all right, what's coming out here, and when is it the time for it to like live in its fullness?
Yeah.
Alicia, like
It's good. It's good. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
it feels good. Like my soul, like right now is like, oh, I just got fed. Like, and
I
you
love it.
know, my soul got fed, my brain My brain actually got a chance to like sit down a little bit, like get itself out of the driver's seat, right? And what I mean by that is like, what I don't talk about is my own self-doubts around what I'm building, around like, we're doing this podcast, and like I do it a little bit differently, but I don't feel like I do it differently enough, I'm like, am I actually living into it, all that? And in this conversation, what fell into place for me was just like, let's just allow this work to do its work, and then when it's time, it will bust itself out. And if not, there will be lessons that I learned from here for when the next opportunity comes, and I can pour into that given this year. There's no part of me that's slowing down. There's no part of me that is forcing anything. And I think that's like that's one of the things I hear from you here, where it's like, do the work, let it do its thing, but you don't need to jump anything. Like, just allow it to just grow. Am I getting that right? Let me make sure I'm not like twisting your
Absolutely.
words.
And accepting, like, I think the acceptance piece is probably the most challenging. It's like everything won't see the light of day. You know, we create Instagram accounts for our business before we even have a customer yet. This is where the generation is at. This is where the times are at. It's like, why? We are just so impatient. And it's something that I think we need to just talk more about in our day-to-day with other entrepreneurs and other creatives is like the support, and this goes back to the ecosystem. It's like we're so disconnected from one another in transparency, in vulnerability. Because we all have it figured out. We're all on LinkedIn as the experts. But the truth is we need each other. I need you. I need the gifts that you have. And you need me. So how do we get to the point that we first recognize that we accept it and then we embrace it? That's when you get to a thriving community, is when that is actually functioning at its fullest.
Alicia, I think we're at a place where we're going to start wrapping up this conversation here. You got me playing with something here where I'm like, I'm building an ecosystem of co-creative leaders and entrepreneurs. Like, there's something in there where I'm like, I don't even
That's
care
it.
if no one else gets it, but this is actually my truth, And I'm like, I would like, to your point of like, I'm like, I don't care if this needs to incubate for 20 years before it actually makes sense, and I have to go out and figure out what does it mean for every single word of that thing that I just said to come to life. There's something in there that just feels really, really freeing. And I appreciate you for being here and bringing that here. I'm going to wrap up here with three quick questions, right? The first one here is, for anyone who wants to continue to go down into your ecosystem, into your world, whether it's working with you in your business, working with you in the ecosystem here, what are the best ways that they can do that?
Yeah, so for me it's easy. I'm on all socials. I don't have to create any innovative ways to get in contact with me. You can hit my DM. My email as well is connected to most of my socials, so LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I'm also on X, but I'm not as frequent on there anymore, but Alicia L. Ellis on all social, and I'm easy, accessible and approachable.
Thank you for that. Lisa, I'd like to get see if this here, and you don't need to have had an you don't need to have an answer to this one, but I'm going to ask it. What's one insight that you got for yourself throughout our conversation?
I was just saying, like, it came out in the beginning of this conversation, which is like we're in it together, literally in this now. And I don't know exactly when we get to the destination or if the destination always just keeps moving. So it's like we're in it, and I'm all the way in it. I'm not tippy toeing. I'm not jump roping. I'm not one in, one day out, one leg in, one leg out. I am in it. I'm immersed, and it's catching fire.
There's something in that element, like we're in it now, and outliers, if there's any part of you that think you're on the sideline, or it's like it's happening right now, wherever you are, you're in it.
You're in it.
Yeah, and it's a lot better to be playing the game. Alicia, we'll end off with one last question, which I call the time capsule question. And this is a message to yourself, okay? With all the experience that you've had so far, potentially in like 10 years, it may be something that life is going to go in its way. What's a message you would leave for yourself right now that you want to remind yourself in 10 years so that like the 10 years, the future you will be able to benefit from the wisdom you have right now?
It would be in the sentiment of love, you know, that's always the foundation of the why. Through love, in love, with love, that's how we continue to grow, and that's how we continue to go through the journey.
I would say I appreciate you, Alicia. Thank you so much for spending your time. Thank you for putting in. Thank you for incubating all that you have. There's different seeds that you've planted in my world, and I'm excited for the growth of your ecosystem and as well as the bridges to other ecosystems out there. Thank you for the work that you are doing, and I say you because I'm talking to you, but I mean you also with like the group of you that are building this all together here.
Yeah. No, thank you for the opportunity. And I'm looking forward to building with you as well now that we're connected. And just a call to action to all the outliers is, you know, if you want to continue this conversation, let's demand a part two, and let's open this thing up even more, because we all have something to bring, and sometimes it just takes a pioneer to cast that call. So I have accepted. I raise my hand for that quite often at this point.
Oh, I love it. Like you might have just changed the way that. Thank you. Thank you, Alicia. We've had some fun. Outliers, let's answer the call. Let's answer the call right here. All right.
Let's go.
Be well.
Peace.